What's good, people? I'm Scythe.
I'm Gina.
And we are back. Welcome to season five, episode eight of the Interracial Odd Couple podcast. We appreciate every single person that listened to us every 2 weeks this year so far. But once we get past July, they're not going to hear that. See?
I did. I was like, what the fuck's going on? Dude.
I just scared Gina to death.
Alien invasion.
Yeah, she was listening to one of the sound effects in the intro music of our podcast, but that's what just happened right now.
Shocked me.
Rewind.
Woo.
Welcome to season five, episode eight of the Interracial Odd Couple podcast. We appreciate every single one of you guys that take the time out to listen to us. We do appreciate it. Each and every 2 weeks right now.
Yeah.
But we will be going back to a weekly basis, maybe soon, but gardening season is about to be really busy. So we we're going to have to evaluate this now. We definitely going to have to evaluate this, but hopefully you are staying
high and right
and positive vibes as always.
Always.
We love you guys. Thank you for giving us, you know, time out of your day just to check us out, to see what we be talking about with our goofy asses. So, since it's been 2 weeks, what's been going on, woman?
Oh, shit. I don't know. Let me think about it.
You want to think about it now? We talked about this in pre-production.
No, we didn't. We didn't even talk.
We never have a pre-production, ladies and gentlemen.
No, we don't.
We never do.
And I don't even think about shit. I don't know. You remember anything?
I remember a lot of things. You know what? Let's go ahead and address.
What'd we do?
The elephant.
There's an elephant.
In the room. If you guys listened to the episode that we had 2 weeks ago, that hasn't changed. My hair's still not braided.
Not my issue.
Yes, it is.
No, it's not.
Why is it not your issue?
Because just because I'm a girl, it doesn't mean I can braid.
No, don't even braid. That's not what you said. And I got the clip out there circulating of our last episode of episode 7.
Do it. I'm not doing it.
I'm a white girl and I don't know how to do braids. Bullshit. I know a lot of white chicks out here that could do some slamming ass braids. And that's why you was trying to pimp, you know,
pimp some
plane tickets and...
Come on.
Since the bitches our way and all that.
Not happening. Come on, man.
But one of our listeners chimed in, and I'm going to keep everybody's anonymity intact. But we do appreciate you guys that do listen to us each and every week. And this is what one of our listeners had to say.
Gina, go ahead and throw those cornrows in there. Hook Cypher.
You're awesome. Oh my God, can't do it.
Shout out to you, bruh.
Not happening still, but awesome.
Look, so yeah, I remember some things.
Yeah, next.
Oh man, so why isn't my hair braided yet? Let's just
address
this.
Did you find somebody?
No, I told you to watch YouTube videos.
I don't have fucking time. Serious. Stop adding shit to my plate.
I'm not adding nothing to my... When you do my hair, you could do it right then and there. The end.
And
bam.
No.
When you see all my silver gray fox actions popping out.
He has none.
Yes, I do.
He has none.
Man, you know men and men that are approaching their middle ages. Let me go ahead and just talk about it right now. When you start seeing a little bit of... salt and pepper action around your ding ding, you know it's over.
He has none on his head. I mean, he might get one here and there.
Which head are we talking about here? Like, I'm addressing the other head.
His top of his head.
Yeah.
Don't
work it, girl. Don't what?
You do not have any gray hairs. He will go searching for them. He wants them so bad. Just because he gets
I wear a do-rag too much.
He gets upset. I do his hair.
I don't do his hair.
I do his hair.
Keep in mind that Gina has astigmatism and she can't see shit. When it's nighttime and my hair is dark time, so why can't you see the grays?
Excuse me. Astigmatism has nothing to do with fucking seeing your shit. I can see your shit just fine.
Well, thank you. Uh-huh. I'm very well endowed.
Good. So, Yeah, no grays, motherfucker. I've had grays since I was fucking 20.
People probably think we're talking about conspiracies right now. It's like, I've had grays. I don't see grays. But you've had grays since you were 20. Yes. Yeah. You said this.
I've had grays since I was 20.
And even when I seen your brother, which was a few years ago, I'm like, damn.
All gray. Yeah, I started gray hair when I was 20. I thought it was because the kids were killing me.
Spoken like a true mom. Spoken like a true mom. I thought it was the kids that were killing. They still killing us. But yeah.
And I'm pretty sure it's just genetics. But I blamed on the kids. I'm like, look at this. There's more grace.
Yeah, because the kids is always making you do stuff. They're always making us do stuff. Just like this. Yeah. What was you and Janae doing the other day? Speaking of remembering some more things, if you guys want to check out a clip of what I'm getting ready to talk about, it's on our Instagram page at interracial_.
Like the dumb one. You should have posted the other one. That's with the one. Stroller.
That's the one she sent me.
No, the she interracial sent you the other one.
_odd_couple_podcast on Instagram. If you want to see the dumb one that I posted. That our daughter sent to us, or sent to me, I should say.
Yeah, she put them both on there. You could have downloaded them both.
Oh, well, I didn't see that because, I'm getting gray action. And, I'm getting a little older, so right I don't there. Be knowing how this modern snap face be working and stuff.
I'll send it to you so you can get your shit together.
But what was y'all doing? What was it? Did she post this on TikTok or something?
No, she put it just in our snap. She was being a goof.
Yeah, so was Gina. You should see her. She looked so cute and awkward.
Yeah, I was, because I didn't know what I was supposed to do. She's just like, come on, Mom. And I'm like, what are we, Froggle Rocking this shit?
Froggle Rocking? You want to talk about me over here worried about snap face? Shout out to Bill Belichick. For you football fans out there to know what I'm talking about. I don't get on Facebook or Snapface. So she was just having you do some meme shit.
Right. She's just, yeah, we were doing dumb shit. So, yeah, we just went to the store. She just wanted to go with me, so.
Because Mom got money.
Yeah.
Kids know how to hustle. So, they get it from you.
I know. But they turn it around on me.
They get it from you. Reiterating.
Yeah.
So what's been going on, baby? What's been happening?
Let's see. The kids are all pretty much doing okay. Kyle bought a new car.
Yes, he's got a new car. New old car. New old hotness.
Yeah. So he's excited. He's been working on it and replacing parts and excited. And then
he still got that girlfriend?
No. Yeah. I don't think so.
I don't think so either because, we already talked about that.
Yeah. But now he, of course, he's so dramatic. So.
'Cause Dad be looking out for the sons too, not just their daughter.
They spent one whole day. They took the motor completely out and redid everything, put it back in one day.
Which was pretty badass.
Replaced all the...
he knows who his real friends is.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Replaced all the... oh, my God. Now I can't even think of the word. It's like right there, and it's like, I'm not giving it to you.
Because nature is talking in the background, if y'all can hear it. It's springtime.
Come outside. Yeah. I'm like, I know I do. I want to come outside. Just give me a minute.
Yeah, because baby girl needs some sun on her skin.
I know. His, the little flat things that go and be.
The oil pan?
No, the gas.
One of the gaskets and the oil gaskets. Pan, right?
So he replaced all the gaskets, right? That's what he said.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So he leaves the car.
You should have seen the gasket we pulled out the truck that he has.
He drives the car home, like, parks is that a it. Gasket? Next day goes to work, comes home, and there's oil and all over shit everywhere.
Yeah.
And here he goes, throws this huge fit. What do I use my fucked up shit?
Yeah, Mom.
Those two don't fucking work. That doesn't even have anything in it. I don't have a shit for myself. You know,
yeah, you know, like mom just reiterated to you guys and parents that listen to our podcast know that you do have that child or two that is just extra dramatic.
He's my extra dramatic one. When life throws,
I'm like, you gonna need a wife in your life that's gonna smack you senseless. Like, excuse me,
Jesus,
I'm the one supposed to act like this.
I'm
the one at home all day with three of y'all. You want to come over and act like this?
Right. I'm like, look, I'm like, it's not a big deal. He's like, yes, it is. We worked all day on it. And I'm like, okay, one day.
Yeah.
And I'm like, go troubleshoot it, Kyle. All you did was look at it. Go troubleshoot it. And it's all fucked up. And I'm like, no, it's just leaking. Go troubleshoot it. Mm-hmm. I replaced everything. It shouldn't be leaking for fucking years.
Like, wait for it.
I'm like, whatever. I'm like, just go figure it out. You know, if you can't figure it out, fucking pull the whole thing out and redo everything.
And start again. Like,
I can't afford it. I can't do any more money on it.
That doesn't require money to take everything back out and put it back in. See, being like, dramatic.
Whatever.
People. Yeah, this is what we deal with.
Just go chill out.
Stay high and...
Right. Motherfucker. So yeah, he goes in and he's like... sends his video, I'm gonna die.
Oh, Jesus.
And then loads a fucking dab. And I'm like, dude. I'm like, you feel better? I'm like, yeah. So I go over there and he's like, Mom. I'm like, what? He's like, oh, it's the oil gasket for the pan. I'm like, oh, it is. Yeah, that's it. I'm like, oh, did you change it? No, I didn't change that one. I said, oh, so you didn't change all the gaskets, did you? No, I didn't.
Told I'm like, y'all okay, you
fucker. Told you it would be simple. Why do I always tell you it's a simple fucking fix and you want to blow it out of proportion?
Mm-hmm.
I know. Whatever. You little fuck.
How many mothers can relate out there right now?
Oh, shit. Driving me nuts.
Hey, that's what kids are supposed to do.
Oh, and then he goes and orders this part. I get a fucking text. Mom, I don't know what to do. Well, first of all, tell me what you did.
And Mom is doing a perfect impersonation of Kyle, by the way.
He's like, well, I ordered the package and it's going to be delivered to the old address. When? Today. I'm like, are you fucking kidding me, Kyle? You did not... From who? Where? What? Mm-hmm. He's like, oh, FedEx. And I'm like, well, FedEx don't deliver till between 4 and 5 over here.
Mm-hmm.
I said, so you got time. I'll just go. I guess I'll fucking... I said, what do you want me to do? And he's like, I don't know what to do. I'm like, Jesus. I'll fucking handle it. As always, I'm because handling everything. Because that's what he
was
actually.
Didn't you hear? We just got done talking about how Janae hustled Mom while they was out
this
kicking
motherfucker
it. This one just hustled her in his own way. Do you guys hear the psychology of these children?
They always do this to me. So I get in the car, run over to the address, knock on the door. They're not there. So I write this note. I write a note. Hi. Put my son's name. Put in parentheses.
In a girly handwriting?
I'm not done. Put in parentheses. My son. He used to live here. Yeah. And you're going to get a package today because, his dumbass didn't change the address when he ordered.
You didn't write this in the letter.
So it will come to you. If you would really call me when it gets here, I would really appreciate it. Thank you.
You wrote dumbass in it?
Yep.
Nice. Let's go.
And hopefully they'll be good people and do the right thing and call me to give me the distributor. Because I don't know what they're going to use a distributor for, man, so hopefully they will call me.
This is when you do some stupid shit like that, which I've never done. But the first thing I would do is camp out outside of my old crib. There go the FedEx man. Yeah, I'm Kyle. Here's my ID. Yeah, let me get that. Thanks, bro. Beep. And then gone.
Yeah. Well, let's just do it this way and see if they'll call me.
Mom wrote a letter to the school teacher.
I wrote lots of letters to teachers.
Oh, yeah, I know.
I'm like, look, my kid is dumb. I get it. But your fucking teachings are dumb, too. So why do you think they're fucking dumb? I'm like, not my issue. I can't reprogram them after they go to you all day long. It's fucking hard.
Then you should have homeschooled them if you didn't like it.
I couldn't do that either. I'm dumb. Because of you. Jesus.
And the saga continues.
Right?
A lot of parents just got to sit back and understand that they got to address their children that are struggling with remote learning and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. They have to address those things, man.
Yeah, it's hard. These fucking kids.
If you can't be in a classroom, what makes you think just because they love technology and sit in front of a phone and a laptop that they're going to sit there and do some schoolwork? Good luck with that. Mm-hmm. They got 18 other windows open up in the background. Yeah, I hear you, teach. I hear you. But I'm watching YouTube. I got Pornhub over here. I got... I got my Snapchat open over here. Mm-hmm.
Oh, my goodness.
These kids be on some bullshit. They are. But listen to how they just mothers out there that are listening to this podcast, you better understand the signs
of your kids. Yeah.
I was going to get to that. Fucking cat out the bag. Hopefully you're enjoying a Mother's Day weekend right now. Hopefully you are, and hopefully your kids are taking care of you as moms out there. So shout out to the moms out there.
I know I will be. I will be on a plane next weekend.
So. Yes, Gina will be in Texas next week, and my side bitches will be back in the crib.
Oh, not
keeping her side of the bed warm.
No. You where better pull this bed out.
Damn, you making me demote the side hoes?
They should have never been in our bed in the first place. God
damn, man. Well, you That's know I got some integrity.
Thank you.
You know I got integrity.
You can pull this bed out all you want. Man, I don't care.
Fuck all that, man.
That's mine.
All by the hour. Get out.
That's fine, too. Still not there.
Get up out of here. Yes, but Gina will be in Texas.
Yeah.
By the time some of you guys hear this, she will be in Texas hanging out with her firstborn.
Yeah.
Our oldest son.
Going to the ocean.
Yeah, y'all going to the ocean. Y'all going to be doing all kind of things. Me and him been planning some of this itinerary together behind your back.
Know it.
That's what we supposed to do.
I'm going to have fun.
Mm-hmm.
Get burnt.
Yep. That's why I've been trying to get you prepared ahead of time. Like, listen. Get outside, man.
I've been outside every day.
No, man. You got to shed some layers. Got to take them sweatpants off.
It's a little chilly.
No, it's not. It's 80 degrees is not a little chilly just because it's got a little summer breeze. That's still coming from Canada.
They're nippy.
Yes, they're nippy. But, yes, you will be in Texas and you will have a great time.
Mm-hmm.
We know this for sure. And speaking of our oldest son.
Yeah.
Because we have, I mean, you're doing Eugenia's family update right now. This motherfucker almost wanted to try to snap his fucking foot off before you get there.
Yeah, he did. Dumbass. You know, tears the.
If you hold up, time out real quick. If you were to name this episode right now, what would it be called?
I don't know. All my dumbasses. I love them all.
Happy Mother's Day.
Yay. What we strive to be. So, yeah, he hurts himself. Has to go to the ER.
He was at work, so.
Yeah.
Great place to hurt yourself, by the way. Always. But workman's comp be super trash.
No, they told him he had to go to the ER because it was in the middle of the night.
Mm-hmm.
Would you quit?
Yes, Ghost is trying to aggravate Mom a little bit, get some love and attention.
So he had to go to the ER. And Caleb, I love him to death. He's corporate. He's corporate all the way. He's not a give and take. He's corporate. So
yeah, he's a businessman. He's a businessman by the book. He knows the rule books in front and back. Out. How many of you even know that at your own jobs if you are fortunate enough to even have a job right now?
He is a 24-year-old and he can tell you everything about Quick Trip.
Yeah.
Every rule, every law, every this, only that.
Their future projections, their charts. their investment. All of it. Yeah.
And it's.
And we be talking. We be talking.
I know. It's so funny. So he gets to the ER and he has all of his paperwork for workman's comp because it has to be filed for workman's comp, of course.
Yep.
So they're like, he's like, I need you to fill this out. And they're like, oh, we don't fill that out. And he says, yes, you do. It says, for my initial visit. This is my initial visit. You fill this out.
Do you see my...
No, we don't fill that out. You take that to your doctor.
Yeah, and he's in Texas.
And he's like, no, this is my initial visit. Yeah. And he was getting mad at him. And he says, I need my UA done, and I need this done. And they were like, we don't do UAs here. And he's like, this is the ER. You do UAs. Mm-hmm. I need my UA right now.
Yeah.
He didn't get none done.
In Texas, pun, while he's standing there with his ankle hanging, his foot hanging backwards like Dak Prescott. Too soon.
He just stretched his Achilles.
No, he hyperextended his Achilles, and he has a deep bone contusion.
He got a deep bruise, and he got a little cut. He's fine. And
shit was swole up. And that's what's like. Yeah, that's what it looked like.
Keep working. And he did. He went to work and the next day.
And that's it. I figured you would. His mom's coming. He's like, yep.
Yep.
Got to say that vacation.
We don't sit down. We keep working.
Yeah, I got to say that vacation, man. Yep.
So, yeah. But he's doing really good, though.
Mom gets to see the new crib when she gets down there.
I do. I get to see his new house.
Kona's missing you. Ghost's sister.
I know. Can't wait to see Kona.
And the new cat that has no name.
Yeah, we had a new cat, and I don't remember if they even told us the name. And then we're going to go see their old neighbors. She had twins, so we're going to go see the twins.
Oh, okay, cool.
And then I know that for him. And Caleb has an interview. Because he got asked to, or promoted.
Possible promotion.
Yeah.
So. And he might be moving again, even though he has a new crib right now.
Right. So, I get to be in and out and seeing the new one in case there's another one. And then we'll go back in the holidays and see the new one if they move.
Yeah. So. And then when you guys go to the beach, you guys got a nice little hotel room that he got for
$30.
$30. I cracked the joke. And you guys that listen to us locally, I said, a $30 a night hotel room lets me know there better not be bullet holes and circle, and it better not smell like circle cinema mop water. Right. Is that what I said? Something like
sounds
that.
Sounds stupid.
For you guys that know here in Wichita.
Honestly.
Yeah, but he got a good deal on the room.
Yeah, he did. And it's a brand new hotel. It was just built. It is built. Brand new. Yeah. So, yeah, it'll be really nice. So.
They try to build the equity.
I know, excited.
And that's all Gina knows, and I know the rest. Ha ha.
Yeah. Well, he was saying stuff, but I can't remember what he was
because
saying.
He tries to be subliminal and thinks he's smooth
he's
and
like,
shit.
He's like, we're going to go here, I think a brewery, I think he said, and then someplace else, and I don't know. I was in and out of listening. He usually goes from one ear out the other, like whatever. I won't remember in 30 anyways.
These are your children's. Why are you being that way?
I'm that way to you.
Well, that's different.
No.
It's my job. Asshole. Happy Mother's Day, my ass. That's why you hate my mama.
I know it. Okay, so anyways.
Yeah.
And then Poppy. Oh, my goodness.
Oh, here we go.
So I took off Saturday night to get away, both the 5 o'clock and the 9 o'clock. So
want to get away?
Right. And, you know, so I show up. I let them know.
Reminder?
No, I let them know yesterday, you know, that I was going to take off.
That's what I'm saying, Saturday. Like a reminder? Oh, for this week.
And
okay.
So.
Right now.
Poppy, I show up. to put Poppy to bed. And He's like, so you're not going to be here Monday? And I said, he's like, Friday? And I said, no, Saturday. And he's like, Friday? I'm like, Jesus, no, Saturday. Okay.
Next Friday night, you're not going to be there.
No, I'll be there Friday night.
No, you won't.
Yeah, because I'm going to put it, I'm going to give him his bath.
Oh, man.
They're not going to give him a bath. Then he won't have a bath for 2 weeks, and he's going to fucking stink.
That's fucking terrible.
Ain't it?
Yes.
I know.
All right, well, all right.
And he knows it, too. So anyways.
Can you hear the sadness in my voice?
He said, so I get him in bed, and he's like, so you're not going to be here Friday? And I said, Saturday. He's like, so who's going to be here?
How about starting with your children?
I said, Dad and Debbie. He's like, why?
Because I'm going to go see my children.
And I was like, because they have to, you know, they have to
take care of your goofy ass.
You got to go to bed. And he's like, I'll just stay in here all day. I'm like, no, you cannot stay in here all day.
Now, when you're going to be gone for pretty much a week.
I said.
This would be the longest they've been without you.
I said, you know. Next Saturday after that, I'm not going to be here for a whole week. And he's like, I can't. I can't.
Kill me now. I don't care what it is. Missile, like, bullet, Kim Jong-un. I don't care what it is. A harpoon, something.
And he's like,
running of the bulls, give me something.
I do what I always do. I said, I will pay for you.
Dr. Kevorkian, somebody. Somebody please come help me.
So I always tell him, like I always tell him, because I always laugh. And I was laughing when I said, I'm so sorry. I'll pray for you. And he said, I'm going to be more than prayer.
That's what I'm saying. I'm already trying to help. Trying to hook a brother up, man. Trying to hook him up. Too bad. So sad. Baby girl's been working her ass off taking care of him. And she needs a fucking break. And she's earned it. And it's well deserved. And it better not even be an inkling of any of this shit on your mind while you're on vacation.
No, it wasn't even that. As soon as I texted him, I texted him what time? I think like by 11:30 yesterday morning. My aunt did not text me back. My dad didn't text me back. My grandma called me because she thought I called her.
Just like you thought Caleb called you.
Caleb did call me. I have the message.
Somebody getting ready to get put on Front Street.
So, Caleb, my grandma called me. Nana calls. And says, Regina, I don't know what happened, but it says I missed your call. And I don't need anything. But it's something, you need something, I call me back. And I'm like, I didn't call you, Nano. I text you.
I'm hearing the psychology of the family.
Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
So anyways, I didn't mess with that anymore. So
yeah, because like, you knew that I did. If you, oh, man. Gina was just scratching the back of her kitchen like, mm-mm.
So I go. I go. Like 8 o'clock, I get a text from my aunt. It says, Paul has to work, which is her husband. He's a firefighter. And he has to work. And FYI, we're going on vacation from September something to September, our annual vacation.
Why does that matter to us? Who cares? Like, you're there every day.
Right?
You're like, bitch, shut up. Just say it like it is.
I didn't respond.
Yeah.
I'm like, I do not give a two flying
after
fucks.
You just got done saying, I'm going to be gone. And I'm she like, didn't fucking respond. That's what she responded with?
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
And FYI. I'm like, I do not give a shit. I'm there every fucking day. And you always have to come back with something.
Mm-hmm.
Why do you always have to come back with something?
Because that's white people.
Can't you just say, okay, I'll be there. That's it.
Yeah.
Just say, I am there for you. You do so much, I am there for you. Fuck you, no you don't.
Right.
I'm like, Jesus.
Get your shit off.
Oh, thank Jesus, I can't. No, these people are going to make me do Linkin Park One Step Closer.
Everything you say to me. Yeah.
Yeah.
I cannot take this anymore. Man, shout out to Chester Bennington. Rest in peace, man.
Man.
You're saying everything I said before. Man.
Yeah, so.
But who cares? You get ready to go on an amazing vacation. You have earned it, baby. I'm proud of you because you work so hard. You do so much for all of us. I'm just letting everybody know that she does.
I feel so bad for Poppy, though. I do. Because they don't.
They don't appreciate nothing. That's obvious.
They, I don't know. He goes through hell when I'm not there. And I feel bad.
Well, he didn't raise your dad.
I know, he didn't have me, and I have to be there.
I got it all misconstrued. Well, you didn't raise your dad and your aunt and your uncle. He did. Right. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes you reap what you sow, parents, so make sure you know this. Make sure you take this into consideration. Yeah, we talk about the Gina's family updates on our podcast and stuff like that. Yes, it's entertaining, but at the same time, this is going to be a lot of you guys' lives too. And you may not even realize you're that parent that your kids don't give a fuck about. And if you do realize that, you better work damn hard to change it.
Right.
Don't enable them. Don't encourage them into some bullshit, man. Don't just keep pampering them through this life because this life is complicated. If 2020 hasn't shown you that by now, then you know what? I hate to say it, but you reap what you sow. I've always haven't been the best parent either. I get it. I understand it. You're going to have to live with certain things. But when you get to a certain age in your life, a lot of these kids, especially right now, they don't think about being old. We didn't think about being old either. But we knocking on his doorstep here pretty soon. And I feel it every day, though.
Baby over there.
Man. But I'm just saying, parents need to start thinking about these kind of things. Even though we talk about it and we kind of goof on it and stuff like that. Yeah, you got to think about these things. Yeah.
Because I have no...
Are you preparing your kids? Are you preparing them in so many different facets in life right now? Not just taking care of you. I'm not talking about from a selfish aspect of taking care of your parents. You spend your whole life taking care of your kids, but are you educating your kids and progressing them and getting them prepared for not only your later years in life, but also them being parents themselves?
Mm-hmm. Yep. Mm-hmm.
Let that sink in. I'm just saying. It's true. Even if your kids make questionable decisions, like the title of this episode. But we're fortunate enough to have good kids because even though you are open about having a dysfunctional ass family, as a white American family, I'm just putting it out there like that. Mm-hmm.
I have no.
But you get complimented parents. By just your uncle alone, your dad's brother, your Aunt Debbie's brother, saying you raised your kids right.
Yeah, I do get complimented.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
he's one of the only few that does.
He also doesn't understand. He thinks I was, you know, switched at birth as well.
He told me that as a joke too, and I'm like, well, I hate to tell you, but she looks just like your brother, and y'all like there's the family resemblance. Sorry,
because I am the only one out of the entire family that is completely different.
Yeah, you really are.
I am different than them.
Yeah, and you're the only one with a black dude. That's why you're different to him.
That's not why I'm different. That's why my uncle tells you. They think.
I know.
There's something different.
Our podcast is also comedic, too, in the midst of talking about some serious things. I mean, shit.
So, yeah. But, I mean, he is the only one that, you know,
he recognizes that.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he's the only one that does tell me that. And he's, you know, he does his best. You know, he goes over and he's the comedic one of the family.
Yeah, so and he's got his own things he's dealing with too, you know, because he's got two grown-ass kids that won't leave.
Yeah, and he's got one that, you know,
special needs.
Special needs. So, mm-hmm. you know.
That's hard. That is stressful. That is hard.
She's stressful.
No, I'm just talking about for your mm-hmm. uncle and your aunt, you know, his wife. That is a hard life. Mm-hmm. And, you know, definitely sympathy out there for families out there that have mm-hmm. a special needs child, whether it's Down syndrome or any of those type of.
Yeah, I think she's going to be, how old's Kyle? Kyle's going to be 23.
Mm-hmm.
So she's going to be 24, I think, or 23. She's going to be 22, 23.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, something like that. So, yeah. I mean, she's older.
Yeah, and it's tough.
Mm-hmm.
That's a hard life, man. You know, when you have a child that has special needs mm-hmm. and things that, you know, I mean, I can only imagine how tough that is. I see how stressful it is on mm-hmm. them all the time. I see it when I do see them.
Right.
I see how it wears on them. So I mm-hmm. do sympathize with them on that. So they're not that they're forced to have some empathy,
mm-hmm.
but it just definitely, you see the empathy that does come from them when they can, because they right. would, because that alone is enough on their plate
mm-hmm.
for the rest of their lives.
Right.
And they got to prepare their other children to be able to take the reins and take care of their sister, because she's right. the youngest. Well, not the youngest, she's the middle.
No, she's the youngest.
Is she the youngest?
Yeah.
Well, okay, it's yeah. Libby, between, Sam, yeah, yeah. And then, yeah, okay. Yeah, but they got to be able to do that. But that's why I like the fact that they know to compliment you when they do talk to us and talk to you about how you've done a good job with the kids
mm-hmm.
and how we do a good job with the kids.
Yeah, they do.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Because they understand. They're like, man, you know, even though they be at each other's necks and getting on each other's nerves, mm-hmm. if something were to happen to any one of our kids, all hell's going to break loose.
No, they show up.
Yeah, they show up for each other. And it's so funny watching them do that over over these years.
The funny thing,
the older they're getting now.
They're the only ones that have ever showed up.
mm-hmm.
They, once, you know, like once everybody knows, Jeannie's, you know, Jeannie's on the phone, she's like, we can't get there. Sam, you get there. Which one you can get there? And they'll show up. They showed up at the hospital. What was it? Libby showed up at the hospital
because mm-hmm.
nobody else could get there. So
and we're still talking about our uncle that compliments mm-hmm. us and compliments Gina
yeah.
and his kids that won't leave the house.
When Kyle wrecked and broke his back. So, mm-hmm. yeah. Yeah, they do.
Yeah.
They make sure that their presence is known.
But we're talking about our clan.
Yeah, our clan. That's what
they gonna be. No, I'm talking about our.
oh, our.
Yeah, yeah, man. They there for each other. They may be at each other's necks
times,
but they will still. If something were to happen to any one of them, Caleb, Kyle, Janae, yeah. Kenneth, same thing. They're gonna be there. And Kenneth, I hope you know. And if you are listening at some point, they gonna be there for you too.
Yep, weird. It's just like thick of thieves.
Yeah.
When it comes to anything.
yeah. Yep.
Mm-hmm. But yeah.
That's our empire over here.
When it comes to, you know, mundane shit, no, they fuck them.
Oh, little petty shit, yeah.
Fuck you. Fuck whatever. I hate
Well,
Kyle.
That's what siblings do. This. Siblings bicker. That's what they do. That never changes. That's going to always happen.
but when shit, you know, when mm-hmm. shit needs
when
to
shit
be
gets real.
When shit needs to be taken care of, handled or something, everybody just moves in.
Yep.
And it is good.
And it stops with us and our generation of our kids. Because mm-hmm. above us, I mean, yeah, they swoop it's in, but up. It's not the same.
No, it's fucked up.
Yeah, it's not the same.
And that's not how it should be.
Yeah.
And that's why I knew that wasn't right.
Yeah. Growing up.
I knew it wasn't right.
Yeah.
So I knew something had to change.
A lot of division in the families and stuff mm-hmm. like that. Past histories of families, a lot of dark history. A lot of families... And a lot of listeners right now know their family has some histories, prior histories and stuff mm-hmm. before you were even born. That doesn't get spoken about, all this, that, and the other. And even when you were growing up and young, you picked up on a lot of that shit. And you mm-hmm. just knew that, you know what, I don't want my family to be that way when mm-hmm. I have kids one day. Now that you do have kids, you know, possibly right now, you don't want them to be that way.
The good thing about it, though, it was kind of easy to do it because my parents weren't actually really parents.
Mm-hmm.
And they weren't really grandparents.
They didn't know how to be. And they still...
So...
They still don't.
It kind of made it easy to be like, that's definitely not how
it's supposed to be. That's not how I want it to be. And that's not how we're going to let this shit continue.
And so it was easy to show the kids, we don't want to be that way.
Yeah.
That's not how, this isn't how family's supposed to be. So we're just going to have to ride this out and make our own way. And that's what we did.
Mm-hmm. And we're still doing it.
Because, I mean, the kids now, they're like, you know, their grandparents don't know them. And they sit there and they'll say that, why are they commenting on my shit? They don't know me. Why are they talking about me like that? They don't know me.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, because they think they have that voice.
Mm-hmm.
And they don't. They don't even talk to me, so I don't even know where they think they got this voice from.
And so, if you're from our generation of approaching middle ages, listen, it's also a blessing at times that your parents don't talk to you, especially if you're in our age group. Right? I'm just being honest. I'm glad. I don't need to talk to your ass. I don't.
And I don't know if they don't realize that I am an adult. I am a parent, and I've been a parent over half of my life, well over half my life now.
Man, we approaching the years that we're going to have more time behind us than ahead of us here pretty soon. That's what I'm like, man.
I have all reins and rights and all this shit to say what a parent should be like.
Yeah, and then they still want to sit back and judge about certain things. Man, you know.
It's supposed to do and not do and this and that. No. I know I have two shitty parents. Mm. I will say that till the day I die.
Yeah.
I do.
Yeah. A lot of people do.
And
a lot of people that aren't even just shitty parents just have a shitty, just shitty luck in life, a shitty roll of the dice. You don't choose who your parents are.
That don't justify who I am.
Right.
And who I can be.
Right.
And I didn't let them
and change
turn
in the future.
Me out who I was going
to
be.
Right. Same here. Excuse me. You know, and a lot of people could relate to that statement, babe. That's a strong statement, too. Not letting them turn you into, you know, basically just a recycle of the same bullshit. Like, no, we're not going to continue this pattern. We're not going to continue this narrative. I'm not doing it with mine. Mm-hmm. And I've always talked about how we're that rare group, and we're going to be the last of that generation of a group where we grew up pre-internet, post-internet. And it ain't even going to be an ever post-internet. Just that alone. Think about how fast life has actually moved around us just from that aspect.
Mm-hmm.
From no cell phone to that's how you guys are even listening to us right now, a lot of you.
Mm-hmm.
We come from that generation.
Even a fancy one. oh, God. On the way, Janae's like, because like when Janae goes to all these places, she stays in Airbnbs, and I'm like, well, I want to, you know, get an Airbnb, and she's like, just use my account, Mom, and I'm like, I don't know how to do it, and I'm like,
now you're dating us, you're definitely dating us.
I'm like, it confuses the fuck out of me, so you do it, and stop making me feel fucking old.
Right.
I said, this is not what I should be saying.
Yeah. And you got the nerve to say that when I'm over here. Like, so why didn't I see that video on Snapchat? Oh, that's what I did wrong.
Yeah. I mean, little things I can figure out, but I mean, just like house hunting and stuff like that. It's just like, I can't figure it out for some reason. The maps fucking
because everything
wiggle
is different.
And
everything
move and this and that. Why can't the maps just sit still? Why can't I just use one finger to move it? Why am I getting fucking cramps because I have to use two fingers? Can't you just fucking do simple shit?
No, like, man.
I mean,
they're just collecting your data. So they keep switching it up.
So frustrated.
See?
So fuck it. I don't want to look at your shit.
I don't need your fancy color TV.
So now I feel old because I just don't want to deal with your shit.
We ain't even nowhere near it yet. But,
right?
But life comes at you fast. It just does.
Probably a little too fast.
It just does. Oh, man.
Because I've been looking for more comfy clothes. Maybe life is coming a little fast.
We got some new apparel, y'all.
We did.
Gina hooked us up, man.
I'm in love.
Yeah, man. New sweatpants. New karate pants. I've been calling them karate pants.
Karate
capris. All kind of things going on.
They're high
Gina's
rim.
Got some garden dresses that she's going to be wearing for you guys.
I got us some Hiram pants. Hiram.
Yeah.
They're very cool.
Yeah, they are cool.
They're so comfy. Oh my God, so comfy.
But yeah, she's also got some sundresses and garden dresses with big pockets. Speaking of a quick garden update.
And I got some garden overalls and all these just fun things to be out in the garden in.
And we also have a pretty cool announcement on our garden update. We successfully, finally propagated what? Her name is Queen Sheba.
Oh, yeah.
One of our prayer plants, our lemon lime prayer plant, the ones that you guys see on our Instagram page, successfully propagated. And let me give you a backstory on how this happened.
Yeah.
I was taking care of her because we had a mite issue.
And the mealybugs. These little fucking things are weird and creepy.
And one of her dreads fell out, man. I was so devastated and so sad. I was like, no.
Yeah.
Oh, and Gina will tell you, I was upset, y'all. I was. Yeah, brother upset over his plant. Yeah, I was upset over my plant. Fuck you.
I was like, it's okay.
And then she decided to say, well, let's see if we could propagate it.
Well, I said, I'll fix it.
And lo and behold.
Yeah, we got babies.
Yeah, I'm excited about that shit, man.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, as far as our garden update, too, we got the okras popping through the ground.
Okras.
In our garden bed.
Nasturtiums are coming in.
We've been eating our... bok choy. Well, I've been eating the shit out of it in our lettuces. And we just harvested a bunch of radishes the other day.
Bunch of radishes. Got more growing.
In the garden stalk. Y'all ain't giving us a check. Fuck y'all.
No, but hey, if you want to, go for it. But if you definitely, I will definitely say, because it is a family-owned company.
Ghost, come on, man. We almost done. We in overtime action right now anyway.
So, anyways. These garden stalks, they're so fucking cool. If you live in an apartment or you rent.
Have a balcony.
Or something like
patio.
That.
Patio.
Get one of them.
Yeah. I do agree with that.
Definitely be able to garden.
And this is not an ad.
Anywhere. No, it's not. That thing is so cool. You can grow whatever you want. I'm going to, when we're done here, I'm going to talk him into buying another one.
No, I'm not.
Because they're on sale for $100 right now because of Mother's Day. So we're going to talk about that after this.
No, we're talking about it now. What the fuck?
But anyways.
What you think? Money grows on trees?
My tree. So that money tree is going beautiful.
Yeah, I know.
I mean, she is just happy, happy, happy.
Yeah.
So anyways.
Yeah.
So
that's a side note.
That's get you a money tree too. Okay, so anyways, yeah, definitely check those out. Garden stalks, very cool. You can plant lots of things in there. Anything from strawberries to tomato plants.
Yeah, we got microtoms in there right now.
I mean, you can do a whole tomato plant. Mm-hmm. You can do cucumbers. You can do whatever you want in there.
Mm-hmm.
Really cool.
So, anyway.
I know, but that's my idea. So, but it'd be under $100 to get it. And I wanted to get the little swivel thing so you can turn it so it can rotate with the sun.
That, can we just buy the swivel thing?
Yeah.
Okay, well, let's just do that.
No, I want another one.
Damn it, do you hear the psychology? And she wondered where the kids get it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I gave it to him. So, yeah. Very cool product.
Yeah.
Very cool.
I do recommend it, though, if you do have limited space, though. Definitely.
It is.
Or if you have problems, you know, as far as like you hit on a good factor. Mobility. Mm-hmm. You have a hard time getting around. Maybe you're older and disability, things like that.
And even if you're in a wheelchair, I think it's on Amazon, you can get the part that you were talking about.
Mm-hmm.
Or I'm not sure. There's a part that it hooks to.
Oh, for the water hose?
For the water hose, yeah. So like an extender or something to hook to.
Mm-hmm.
And people in wheelchairs can use it so they can water and everything.
Because that was the first observation I made, too.
Right. I think it's something on Etsy.
Okay. Well, cool. Yeah, you guys check it out. Yeah. This is not an ad. Fuck talking about them anymore.
No, but it is.
Buy your own.
It is a family-owned company.
Yeah,
and
that's
it's
cool.
All really good plastic.
Yeah.
Or I think recycled plastic, really good stuff.
So, okay, eco-friendly. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Et cetera. Yeah.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah, and it's on sale. Under $100.
Y'all check it out. Mother's Day special.
Yeah. Yeah, very cool.
All right, baby.
Yeah.
We hit him with some bonus minutes this episode since you're going to be gone. You're going to be in Texas. And you coming back.
Well,
and right off the
hills
of when you come back, we're going to get all the reports. If you guys want to keep up with some of the hijinks,
well,
you know where to find us.
Right then, so I remember everything.
Yeah, yeah, we'll definitely do that. But if you guys want to keep up with some of what's going on, definitely follow us on our social medias. You see it in the description of the podcast. Any last words you want to give everybody before we get out of here, baby?
Nope. Keep taking it a day at a time. I always said no. Yeah.
I'm about to say, where are you
going
with this?
I always say no. I always start a sentence off with no.
That's a mom.
That's what I do. It's just, it became a habit.
Mm-hmm.
No. What do you want now? No. Yeah, I do agree. No. Yes. Always no. But yes, no. Keep taking.
What the fuck? Back away.
I put it down.
Shit. Close it. Let's go.
All right. All right. Cool. Keep taking it day by day.
That's perfect. There you go. Happy Mother's Day.
Yeah. Bye.
And y'all keep in mind and keep on alert. There might be some bonus episodes in between while Gina's gone. There might be some mystery guests coming through to speak.
Ooh, fun times.
Mm-hmm. There might be some action, so we'll just have to wait and see if those come to fruition, because as you know, niggas be fickle, y'all. Anyway, there might be a little bit of man talk going on in between the next episode.
Oh, I might have to listen.
Hold up. All right, everybody. Thank you for checking us out. We do appreciate every single one of you guys and all the support that we do get from you guys. Make sure you encourage Gina and message her to braid my hair.
No.
And we will talk to you in a couple of weeks.
Bye.
Deuces.